Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're continuing our time through Proverbs, and we're already at chapter 26, verses 1 through 14 in the ESV, the English Standard Version of the Bible. And for those of you who are listening for the very first time, welcome. So glad you're here. If you would send me an email at mary@marydemuth.com and let me know how you found out about the podcast. It's super encouraging for me and also instructive to find out how people have found this. Some people are listening on Alexa, some are listening on the Pray Every Day app, and some of you just like randomly found it, and I don't know how, or a friend has sent it to you. So let me know. So here's the verses for today. Chapter 26, verse 1 through 14. Like snow in summer or rain in harvest, so honor is not fitting for a fool. Like a sparrow in its flitting, like a swallow in its flying, a curse that is causeless does not alight. A whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the back of fools. Answer not a fool according to his folly, lest you be like him yourself. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own eyes. Whoever sends a message by the hand of a fool cuts off his own feet and drinks violence. Like a lame man's legs, which hang useless, is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Like one who binds the stone in the sling is one who gives honor to a fool. Like a thorn that goes up into the hand of a drunkard is a proverb in the mouth of fools. Like an archer who wounds everyone is one who hires a passing fool or drunkard. Like a dog that returns to his vomit is a fool who repeats his folly. Do you see a man who is wise in his own eyes? There is more hope for a fool than for him. The sluggard says, "There's a lion in the road, there's a lion in the streets." As a door turns on its hinges, so does a sluggard on his bed. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, again, thank you for your wisdom today. Thank you for another day of life. Thank you that it's the second day of August, and you are here in this moment. Your spirit is alive within us, and I'm so grateful for that. We have forgiveness of our sins. We've got right relationship with you. The veil has been torn in two. There's no more barrier to the Holy of Holies, and we can go into those places now because of what you have done on the cross. Jesus, thank you for that. I really love this second verse. Like a sparrow in its flitting, like a swallow in its flying, a curse that is causeless does not alight. And so, Lord, some of the folks out there listening today may have someone in their life who has cursed them, who has hoped for ill to befall them. They have longed to see punishment. And Lord, your word says that when someone means ill like that, or maybe they're, ill-informed, but they want to see curses fall upon somebody, your word says it's not going to light on us. And so, Lord, I pray that you would not allow those curses or those premonitions to come true. Lord, you are the King of the universe. You are a God who has created everything. And you love your children. And so I pray today for my friend who's got an enemy and who needs to know that you're not going to allow that curse to alight on them. Lord, there's so many verses in this particular passage about fools. And one of the ones is verse 8, like the one who binds the stone in the sling is one who gives honor to a fool. And that visual is so stark to me. Because as we know, if you bind a stone into a sling, in other words, you tie it to the back area where you're going to fling it, it's just going to fling back and hit you in the head. Stones should not be bound in slings. They should be allowed to fly. And so, Lord, help us to have that discernment when we are around a fool. And help us not to enable or empower someone in their foolish acts, but to instead walk away and let those fall where they may instead of trying to rescue. I know that enabling bad behavior is not what you have for us. You want us to be speakers of light, speakers of truth. Sometimes that makes for a really hard life, Lord. So I pray for the person right now who's got that anxious feeling in their spirit of, oh, I've got to confront someone about something. And believe me, Lord, I don't want to do that either. But sometimes you call us to do that. So I pray for my friend who's worried and stressed about doing that. And I know that you will give them the power to do that. We are not responsible for someone's reception or reaction to what we bring. We are responsible for bringing the message that you've had us bring. And so, Lord, give us the bravery we need to speak the truth in love to those who are walking in difficult paths or down crooked ways. Lord, thank you for another day to praise you. Thanks for breath. Thanks for life. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, if you don't have the Pray Every Day app, you're missing out on one specific thing. It's two things. First is you will always know when there's a new episode. And second, you also will receive a free written out prayer for you. And so not prayer, actually a whole devotional. So there you go. Pick that up on iTunes or Google Play. And a lot of people have been enjoying that. So just Google in their Pray Every Day app and you should be able to find it. Have a great day. You are loved and you are cherished and you are held. Rest in that today.